This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. Can we talk about a dark subject, one that's lurking in the shadows? Because on the night of Friday, February 10th, something very unusual and a little dark will rise in the east, the moon. Now, you say the moon rising isn't that unusual, and you're correct, but on the 10th, the moon will rise sort of in an eclipse. To be specific, the moon will be slightly dimmer than usual due to an ongoing penumbral eclipse. So what does that mean? When an object, let's say the planet Mars in this example, passes in front of a distant star, the light from that star winks out seemingly instantly. Thus, any shadow, technically an eclipse, created by Mars of that distant star's light would be completely dark and instant. Pinpoint light sources equal instant and very dark eclipses. But our sun is much, much closer to us than any other star, and when we look at the sun, which you shouldn't do, I'm just trying to make a point, you don't see the light as coming from a single point, but rather a disk of light. So when the Earth passes in front of the sun relative to the moon and starts blocking the light, it gradually blocks more and more of the disk of light. Therefore, the shadow cast starts off as a not too dark area, and it gets darker and darker as more and more of the disk is blocked. When the disk is completely blocked, we have a fuller umbral eclipse. But when only part of the disk is blocked, the shadow is not as dark, and we call that a penumbral eclipse. And that is what you'll see on February 10th. The Earth is only blocking some of the light from hitting the moon, so the moon is only somewhat dimmer, a penumbral eclipse. So watch the moon rise and see if you notice that it's not as bright as usual. If you'd like to take a closer look at the moon or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for links to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.